in the region of Marrakech. It's a village where there is some victim here.
How would you describe the devastation in the village?
All the people of this village is sleeping outdoor, and there is no stand to sleep, and it's very complicated for them because there is many women and young girls who sleep outside.
Do you see rescue teams, people trying to look for survivors?
Yeah. Right now, when I'm speaking to you, there is a rescue team who is searching 3 persons in the village who not respond call of their family. There is a rescue team working still now.
How are the people surviving in terms of, you say they are sleeping outside? I mean, how would you describe the condition? Weather, is it cold or what?
The weather is pretty. It's like right now there is 29 degrees. So we have a good time now. In the night, it will be complicated to sleep outside because the temperature will go down like 10 or 11 degrees.
When you talk to the people, what do they need the most?
The most need is the stand. Because food, there is many people who came from Marrakech and other cities, provide a lot of food. The real needs here is stand. Right now, they not feel secure.
You said their most need is what? How do you call it? Is that stand or what?
It's stand. Right now, they need stand.
Oh, tent.
Yeah.
Oh, so that they will not sleep outside. They want something to sleep under. Now, I want to believe everybody is in shock because this has not happened to their country for a long time. And when you talk to them, what do they think about what has happened to them?
People here, I was speaking with a young man who grew up here. He said to me, it was very complicated to spend night because in the night there is no electricity here. No possibility to call everyone if they have a need. It's very complicated for them because it's the first time they see the friends and the mother and the father died before them.